Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I'm sure you've seen the beer commercial where the man is holding a beer and he is the most interesting man in the world and everyone's just paying attention to him because he does all of these wonderful things and he's so interesting. Well, have you ever considered whether you may be, as the CEO, president, or business owner, the most interesting man or woman in people's lives? It's just a fact. Everywhere you go, people are observing your behavior. They know who you are. Ah, there's the person that owns that business around the corner. And what do they see when they see your behavior? Do they see a polite person? Do they see someone that's helpful? Do they see someone that's a community supporter, someone who's active in the community? Or do they see someone who they would rather not know and they don't think are very interesting, and they think it is the rudest person in the world, and they would never do business with them? So you see, as the CEO, president, or business owner, you are under the microscope all of the time. It's important for you, as the leader of the company, also to be a leader in the community. And there's another fact, too, that you have to understand. You know, why your work ethic is important to your business, because you are the most interesting person to your employees. They watch everything that you do. They study you. They know where you went to lunch. They know what your behavior is. And if you don't have the work ethic, if you are preaching all the time, this is what we have to do, and we have to work harder, and we have to be more successful, but you're not creating the atmosphere, you're not creating the culture, you're not actually living it, you're not doing what you say you should have your employees do, then it doesn't get done. They don't believe you. So they have to see you as a hard-working, ethical person who is really there to build a business, and when you build the business, you are going to help them also by compensating them in a fair way. They make money for you, you pay them well. Your work ethic is extremely important. It's extremely important to understand from the moment you hit the office to the moment you walk out, they're going to be watching. You know, there's nothing wrong on a sunny day in the summertime to go out on Friday afternoon and play golf with a few friends or business associates. But if you're taking two-hour lunches, if you are just going out in the middle of the week and they don't see you working and they don't see your presence and they see you just slacking off, that's what they're going to do too. So evaluate all of your behaviors. Evaluate how you think about work. Evaluate what you're unconsciously conveying to not only to the community, to your customers, to your vendors, but to your employees also. Because your employees are your pathway to success. They're going to help you become very successful and make a great living and a great retirement, or they're just going to show up to get a paycheck. And if they just show up to get a paycheck, you're going to have one difficult time of reaching your goals. Work ethic, work hard. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.